Matt Miller in here for Kathleen Hayes today, joining Pim Fox for this hour. We are going to talk as we approach the weekend about travel, and not just any travel, but luxury travel. I want to bring in the co-founders of Nota Bene, which is a bespoke luxury travel and lifestyle company. It seeks out and manages extraordinary experiences for illustrious international clientele. Anthony and Elaine Lastman join us in studio. Welcome and thank you. Let's talk about the luxury travel market right now and the growth or lack thereof. Elaine, do you find, because I know that you focus in one sense on women seeking out luxury travel experiences, do you find that this is a growing industry?
Yes. In a single word, yes, it is. Women are traveling more and more on their own and not concerned to do so either.
Is that part of the growth in general, that we're just getting, much like a labor force that all of a sudden gets an inflow of women workers, do we see women taking their own trips, not afraid to go away without men or other friends? Is that part of the big growth of the travel industry right now?
Well, if I could come in there, I would say that, number one, there are far more women involved in business, far more women who are CEOs, leading luxury brands, a greater number of women holding key positions in finance, and they want to travel, and they very often need to travel solo. Either they're unmarried or they're traveling for a combination of business and pleasure. And so they need the right people to organize everything for them. They want to be secure. They want to feel that they are being guided to the right places where they can dine solo and be perfectly comfortable within the environment. These are all areas of speciality where luxury providers or providers of high-end managed experience like us come in.
How do you define this kind of luxury travel? Can you give us some statistics in terms of what kind of air travel, what kind of hotel stays, what kind of prices?
Absolutely. I would say that quite a number of the people we're speaking of fly privately. Some of them would fly first class transatlantic and then fly privately on the short haul legs, such as Europe or within Africa when they're doing safari. Generally speaking, they will take a junior suite and up. So if you were to take Paris, for example, a standard luxury room in one of the Palace hotels is €1,400 per night. But many of our clients automatically want the best suites, and they could be €15,000 a night.
Up to €15,000 a night. I was just looking at your website, and some of your clients include people like Michael Kors, the fashion designer. In this world of private jet travel, is this last minute planning, or is this something that you're working on an annual or a quarterly basis?
I think that's a very appropriate question, because one of the skills in what we do, so having a private client management service such as Nota Bene Global, which is I often compare it with asset management. Controlling people's wealth or advising people's wealth, you have to be able to pull strings. You have to have the connections, the contacts, the accessibility to do things last minute. I always recall one of our clients based in Canada who suddenly the weather changed and she got a bit cold, and she phoned up on a Friday and expected to go to Brazil on the Sunday, admittedly in their plane, stopping off in the Caribbean. But we want to do it now.
So what exactly do you do, Elaine? I'm reading through your tips, and I see that you could have advised that client to be wearing Laura Piano because of the stormproof material, and she was in a stormy Canadian area. What is the service that you and Anthony provide, essentially?
I head up the lifestyle division of Nota Bene. So when it's required, an advice is sought for, whether it's fashion advice, whether it's beauty, whether it's massage therapies, whatever, fitness, nutrition, they'll defer to me, because when they're traveling, they want to access the best people to provide whatever it is they're looking for or looking to buy. And that's where I come in, where I step in.
Because you see, it's experience over acquisition. And we're seeing that travel, I mean, wonderful experiential travel is the currency of status. A lot of our clients are less interested in buying the latest fancy car or the women having another piece of jewelry. It is about the travel experience. But the one thing that they do really want, and where Elaine's team come in, it may be to do with well-being, grooming, anti-aging. They want to have a fitness instructor. They want to have a yoga instructor. There are many, many areas of that where the lifestyle. So Nota Bene now is focusing very much on experiential travel, conventional luxury travel, well-being and the lifestyle side, and also the latest thing, real estate.
We got to run. I want to thank you very much, Anthony and Elaine Lossman, co-founders of Nota Bene. This is Bloomberg.